Shusser Reinberg. The Torah describes Kol Yisrael coming to Har Sinai in preparation for the giving of the Torah. V'yatzu b'sachtes tahar. We were camped all around the foothills of the mountain surrounding Har Sinai. And Gemara makes a very famous comment. The terminology is funny. There could be better ways of saying that we were camped right next to Har Sinai. B'sachtes sahar sounds almost as though we were underneath Har Sinai, and leads the Gemara to suggest in the Masechta Shabbos that in a certain sense we were under the mountain. The Kadosh Baruch Hu had us under the gun. Kadosh Baruch Hu held a mountain over our heads and coerced us to accept the Torah. And Tosas there wonders, it seems a lot of place, being that the Torah tells us that Klal Yisrael had already willingly accepted the Torah. Nasa v'nishma. We were yearning to accept the Torah. We were fully ready to accept the Torah before we even heard all the details. We were ready to sign on the dotted line without reading all the fine print. So how do you make sense of this? We were jumping in, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm forcing you. There's no need to force. Tosas gives a somewhat enigmatic answer. Yaakov Kamenetsky, at the beginning of Parshas Yisro, gives a marvelous insight into what he thinks that Tosas is driving at. He points out there's another strangeness in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu prepares for presenting the Torah to Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu deputizes Moshe Rabbeinu to make the initial ask, to ask Klal Yisrael if they're interested in accepting the Torah. He tells him exactly what to say. Eila HaDvarim, you got to say it exactly as follows. Rashi quotes, L'pachas V'l'yoseh. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to give you Moshe an exact place script? Well, all of a sudden, he's worried what Moshe is going to say. He's worried that Moshe is going to say something out of place. What's going on? So Rabbi Yaakov suggests that Kadosh Baruch Hu was trying to give us a blend of the excitement and the seriousness. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to understand what we're getting ourselves into. Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell them what they're getting into. Don't wow them. I don't want too much charisma. I want them to understand that this is serious business. The Torah is incredible. And Torah is going to be a responsibility. Kadosh Baruch Hu was worried, the reactor suggests, if he wouldn't limit what Moshe could say, and Moshe might sell them on Torah so well that they would accept it because of how razzle-dazzle it sounded, not because of they're really looking at what it was. And the Rav Yaakov suggests that's also why Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted Klal Yisrael's embrace of Torah to be a blend of Ba'ava and Be'ira. We were excited about it. We were enthused to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever the details are, Nas V'nishma, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us, we're in. At the same time, we have to know that which we're enthusiastic about, it has teeth. And we need to accept our relationship with Torah, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through thick and thin. And that's why there was a need for both the Nas V'nishma, at the same time also for an element of Kafalim Harkagigas. And I would add to this one Nakuda. Inside of the Maharal, the Chaim Friedlander points out, I believe, more than once. Kafalim Harkagigas. What does that mean? Kadosh Baruch Hu held the mountain overhead. So it could mean, literally, that Kadosh Baruch Hu performed a miracle, and the mountain was suspended over our heads. The Maharal suggests that it's actually something much more powerful than that. If we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu held a gun to our heads and forced us to accept the Torah, none of us think that means literally that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was some celestial, miraculous, gun floating in the air that was pointed at us. We understand that's a figure of speech. It means that it's a way of saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us. Maharal says it's the same with the mountain over our heads. That's the way they said, held a gun to your head 3,000 years ago. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held a mountain to our heads. But it means something much more powerful than a miraculous mountain suspended overhead. What it means is there was a very, very profound way which we were forced to accept the Torah. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed the universe, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed Olam HaZeh, nothing's ever 100% clear. We don't fully appreciate the ramifications of what we do, and that's part of what makes this world Olam HaNisayon. We know what's right and what's wrong, but it's easy for us to be distracted in the moment. For one moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulled away all the mechitzas. For one moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu pulled away all the curtains and allowed Klal Yisrael to have real, absolute clarity into the reality of this world. And for a moment, it was so clear to Klal Yisrael that this is just the right way to live And to say no to Torah would be so absurd that we were coerced, not because of something external, but because of something much more powerful. It was so obvious to us for that one moment that this was the right way to go that we had no choice but to say, of course, this is obviously the right way to live, and that's what Klal Yisrael accepted. It wasn't something external, it wasn't something negative, it wasn't the Kadosh Baruch Hu wasn't scaring us from the mountain. But for a moment, it was so obvious this was right, there was no choice but to say yes. And so there was the clarity blended with the enthusiasm and the excitement of Anasa Venishma, the ideal type of Yira and Ava blended together that were the package that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to come into Kabbalah Torah with.